Yeah. Sometimes
the YouTube shorts be hidden.
Sometimes the YouTube shorts be hidden. I haven't tried YouTube pants yet, though.
Cool. Why not?
Damn, that sucked. That sucked ass.
Hold on, real quick. I forgot to do this last episode, so syncing up was a bitch.
Nice.
That was crisp as fuck.
That was really nice. Crisp.
Yeah, no, I like that.
God damn. Hi. Well, hi, chat.
Hi. There's four of us here.
Yeah, if you're watching video, you will notice that there are double the amount of people normally here, and that's because we're sick fucking twisted psychopaths.
The he, him quadruplets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The he, him quadruplets.
Yes.
We were all born at the same time. With the same pronouns. That's us. But anyway,
it's impossible. Marty's 31.
But yeah, welcome back to the Saint of Scene. It's a podcast. We're getting right into it this week because we have an actual good fucking song, by a band that we remembered is good this week. But you know, first of all, I'm Dawson. I'm one of the he him brothers.
I'm Carson. I'm here every week, but this week I'm also here.
Oh.
So.
Dom. Hello.
Dom's back.
Dom's back. The return of Dom.
The return of Dom.
And he hasn't been on for a little while.
It's been like a year, I think.
It's been like a year. What was the last episode you were on?
I think
What a Catch, yeah.
Good, another good song. You're just going to be on all the Foley songs.
Well, we tried to get Marty to do a bad song, and Marty was like, nah, I'm not doing that. Marty was supposed to be on the Super Fade episode, but Marty was like, I'm not doing that. I don't want to talk about that.
That's I don't even think I've heard that song.
Yeah, because you didn't do the episode.
Is it a Mania song?
It is a Mania B-side?
Yeah.
Oh God.
What is it?
It's like an interstitial
thing.
It's
a crime against God in Chicago is what it is.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
But no, Marty's here. Marty's back. We have two guests this time because we're at Dow Boy Studio and they were working and it's time
to
record.
We're at Dom's studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Right now it's Dow Boy Studio because that's what's happening.
No, that is what's
happening.
I don't
care what it gets labeled as. I don't really care.
We're at Toast and Jam Studio in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, and you did stuff here and your record just came out.
Oh!
On vinyl.
Yeah, so true. By the time this episode drops, my band's vinyl record will have been out for a whole day.
Wow.
So that's cool. Test press is already sold out, which is nuts.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Ooh, that rocks.
Thanks, man. But chat, have you ever felt the loving embrace of a good Fall Out Boy song?
Mm. I gotta be real, like we listened to it on Dom's studio speakers. We listened to the song that we're doing this week, which is Tiffany Blues. Here's a snippet of it.
And it's over.
We listened to it on Dom's big speakers, and I gotta say, having a good song does make a difference in my mood on wanting to do this.
Oh, yeah.
It does affect some things.
Is it like when it's a bad song, is this like the last thing you want to do during the week?
Oh, legitimately sometimes, yeah. whenever we have an American Beauty, American Psycho one, which means we have to record two songs because they did a remix album, which we also have to cover because podcast is every Fall Out Boy song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to the one where there was a Azalea Banks remix?
I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, pretty good stuff.
Pretty dope. I do love her.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. Yeah, when it's one of those, I really dread. I just want to talk about other things the entire time.
And we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Whenever
we have a bad song,
we will just talk about something else.
Yeah, just recording like a very important record, and then you have to do. What was it last week?
Last week
was Pax AM Days.
Yeah, it was the opener for Pax AM Days. Well, like genuinely.
That song's not bad.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's
like,
not bad at all.
Wasn't you said you have it on, like, you have Pax AM on vinyl?
Yeah, I have a 7-inch.
Cool.
I like Pax AM. I know Carson doesn't love it, but I'm a Pax AM defender.
Yeah, and, like, that's completely valid. Like, the thing with Pax AM episodes, though, is that we've said everything that we can say about all of the songs the first time we did one of those episodes.
We're like, it's sure. catchy. It sounds bad. Yeah. Next.
And that's about it. Like
they're like, yeah. we're going to make a throwback album for yeah. like punk songs.
But
and
we're throwing back to the 1950s.
Yeah, without the production.
But
yeah.
like I bring that up because that episode.
You're right.
No, what did we do the episode before that?
Oh, Gin Joints, because I was on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That
yeah.
is a good song, but on Gin
Before
Joints,
that.
Like, I don't know. That's not relevant to my story.
Sorry.
But
this is your truth.
This is my truth that I'm speaking
I apologize,
right now.
Yes.
Yeah,
continue.
Kill yourself. but we got someone on our Twitter tweeting at us. I can actually... shout them
wait,
out.
Wait, they were on Twitter tweeting at you?
Yeah, they were on, they were
on X.
They were on
yeah,
X.
Yeah, I was about
they
to
were
say.
They were on X the everything.
They were
what
on
are you
X
on
the
right
everything
now?
App. At Amber's Insane tagged
off to
that,
a good start.
Yeah, tagged that episode, like the tweet saying that episode was live. And they were like, only like 20% of this episode discusses the actual song. And me knowing that the next episode was the one where we talk about Megalopolis the entire time.
Yeah.
I was like, just wait till you hear the next one. They're like, oh dear. So I think they actually listened for Fall Out Boy analysis, which is a tragic position to be in for this podcast.
We did not. We barely talked about the song on that, on that.
You think
on that,
a single tweet
episode.
About Fall Out Boy entitles you to plow through the riches of my Amazonian mind?
Entitles me? Yes.
You find me cruel, unfeeling? Well, I am.
He does the voice so well.
He really does.
The other day, I was like, "What accent is that?" And we couldn't like quite
yeah,
pinpoint.
Yeah, we couldn't really picture it. But
it's Emersonian.
Emersonian.
Yeah. That's what I would describe.
I would just describe it as art house asshole.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
architect.
You spend too much time at Berkeley, and then you start talking like that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You spend too much time around Francis Ford Coppola, and then you start talking like that.
Is that what he talks like? Is that what his voice sounds like?
That's what Adam Driver
Let's just say
talks
yes.
like.
I know in the movie, but I mean, does Coppola talk like, yeah.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
Probably.
No. He talks like an 80-year-old man. He sounds like an 80-year-old man.
He is. Yeah.
He's an 80-year-old
he is,
man.
He's an 80-year-old
man.
Well,
an 80
it would be cool
man.
If he sounded like that.
I think Adam Driver was going for like an Orson Welles thing. That's what I gathered.
That's not a bad read, honestly.
No.
I think that's like...
Who's older, Orson Welles or Francis Ford Coppola?
Well, one of them is not alive.
Yeah, I think Orson Welles has stopped aging.
So you got to give the edge to Francis
Yeah, you
got to
give it to
Technically,
Francis.
Francis got
older.
It.
Yeah, he's got it for sure.
You know who else is old as shit and I just did not realize that?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who?
Fucking I forgot immediately.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That threw you off. All right. Well, Marty, what do you think of this song?
This song rocks. It's very catchy. It does open with the millennial whoop though. I think it might
fine.
Be like the first like recorded millennial whoop.
What do you mean
yeah,
by
yeah.
that?
Like the
Bigfoot sounds that they recorded in Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the It didn't really become a problem until like the early to mid 2010s when like a bunch of indie sweepstakes winners would have that as like their main chorus.
Indie awesome. Sweepstakes winners?
Yeah.
What's an indie sweepstakes?
Todd in the Shadows coined this, I think, or maybe he didn't and he stole it from someone else and I'm attributing it to him. But he calls it the indie sweepstakes winner. Like it's not really a relevant kind of qualifier anymore because music. Billboard charts don't mean anything anymore, but like back in the early 2010s there would be all these bands that would like have a fluke indie hit like fucking American Authors and Foster the People and fucking Magic was one of them as well. Speaking of American Authors, they were one of the worst examples of the millennial whoop with Best Day of My Life.
Oh yeah. We were just talking about that song.
And also that shit. Whoa, there's two in that song.
you know what's funny? So having that explained, for the longest time, I heard the beginning of this song, and I would just skip it.
Mm.
So I was like annoying. I was like,
wow.
I'm done. Like for a long, long time.
That part?
No, I'm talking about Tiffany Blues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So going back to the song on the episode, yeah, so I would literally hear the opening of that, skip it.
Really?
So I didn't even like, for like many years of my life, I didn't even know how dope this song was because I didn't make it past the first like, 10 seconds?
Yeah, for sure.
And then you power through that. Awesome. The best. Like,
I don't
of the,
think
one
the
of,
intro is that bad.
No. But
in
like,
hindsight now, it's not.
Right, yeah,
but like
yeah.
for some reason, like my 13 to 16-year-old brain was like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, can I ask you this? Do you write music linearly or do you write like a chorus and then build out around it? Or like, do you write a verse and then you're like, I'll figure out the chorus? Or do you write like intro, verse, chorus, all in chronological order?
Usually, if I write a song, every like the verse or chorus and instruments are coming out at once.
Okay.
So gotcha. I usually don't do like music first or like
sure.
It's not linear, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm curious. Because I mean, the process is almost always different for me too. I'm curious to think. I wonder if this was like, if that. I'm wondering if that was like a later addition just because the intro felt a little bare.
Because the whole song that doesn't even
it doesn't fit. It doesn't come back, does
no.
it?
No, it doesn't come back. It doesn't even fit with the other parts of the song.
No.
You know?
That theory like, would make sense, I think. Like if it was a later addition because
they wrote
like this,
everything else first and then they're like, well, we need some type, how do we get to the verse?
Not even that, just like the just drums feels too empty.
Yeah.
So like we need something else.
Because they keep the bass line or whatever throughout the verse.
Dun dun dun. Mm-hmm.
But doesn't the song like fade in right after the oh part?
Not really. I mean,
no,
there's like a swell.
I would say
there's
like a
strings,
kick in,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
There's like a there's that part.
Yeah.
Right.
But
like there's a little bit, but like the meat of it just all kind of comes in at once, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got the millennial woe, but
this was in 2008.
It was in 2008, and also
it's good.
It's really good.
Awesome.
And also Lil Wayne's on it.
That is true. Yeah.
Which is sick.
I did think that was I thought that was like Patrick doing a funny voice.
I thought it was Pete Wentz in autotune for like the longest time in my life. And then found out that it was Lil Wayne and I was like, that's so sick. I do think it's cool that they kept all the features hidden on this.
Yeah.
I do think that's really cool.
I think it's cool they have Lil Wayne on the song and he doesn't rap. Because this was in his rock era.
In that era.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was like perfect timing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember his awesome guitar solo?
They should have let him play
they
guitar solo.
Let him play.
Because this album had, I don't, what song was produced by Pharrell on this album?
Whams.
Whams, yeah.
Okay. Whams.
So like they were doing a lot of like, they were getting like the nod. But they were getting the nod like from like hip hop and stuff before that too.
Jay-Z intro'd the last album.
Yeah, and they have that remix of a, what's that song off of Infinity on High?
This Ain't a Scene with
Kanye. Yeah.
Yeah, Kanye and CeeLo. CeeLo's on
CeeLo.
It too, yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Pretty unfortunate feature.
Well,
list.
And like Babyface produced something on that record, and then also this isn't the nod from the hip hop community, but the guy from Fountains of Wayne wrote a bunch of the songs with them on
I'd say that's a nod from the hip hop community.
Yeah, Stacey's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad influential.
I mean, that song did cross the lines of races.
Yeah.
Like,
Kendrick
name a race,
directly
name a race
that
doesn't like Stacey's mom.
Can't.
You could go to any club in Atlanta to this day and they're playing Stacey's mom.
Yep.
Probably.
For sure. Yeah. It's like Nuck If You Buck, Laffy Taffy, Stacey's mom.
Yeah.
That's usually how it
those
works.
Are the top three.
Yeah, those are the
I'm
top three.
I'm also
going
to throw in Shake It by Metro Station.
Oh, song for white people.
No, that is another song.
It transcends race.
Transcends race.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually believe that.
I promise you.
I think Like That is going to become one of those.
Like That.
The Future and Metro Boomin song with Kendrick on it.
Well, yeah. You think that's going to transcend race?
I think it already has, but I think it will continue to do so.
Okay. We're talking about transcending race the other way.
Yeah, yeah, transcending it. We're talking about white people transcending past white people music.
We know white people love hip-hop already.
It can definitely go both ways.
Yeah.
For the biggest genre, biggest selling genre of music of all time, it's not that hard.
Oh, well, fucking kill me for misreading part of the situation a little bit. I guess I'll kill myself here.
Get out.
Have you guys ever seen Metro Station Live?
No.
Sounds horrible.
They opened for... Miley Cyrus, when my sister went to see Miley Cyrus, and they had a song, the lead singer was dating Brenda Song from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, cool.
And they played this song that they had written called Japanese Girls. And
did she break up
in 2009, that was probably fine. but I would love to know if that song is still on streaming.
We can find out.
Yeah, let's check.
What's the band
in the
name
same
again?
Metro Station. In the same way that Avril Lavigne is no longer playing Hello Kitty.
Really?
Live.
Well, I just saw Weezer, and they did. I guess they didn't do any of the Pinkerton songs about Japanese girls.
No, I mean they did. They must have done
El Scorcho.
I feel like that's more because that album in general is like not as good for stadium shows as like Blue Album or like any of the other stuff.
They're still playing some stuff off of it.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
They did like a whole Pinkerton section. I just never heard the words, goddamn, you have Japanese girls at the show.
And
they didn't
I
play El Scorcho? They definitely played El Scorcho.
I guess so. Maybe
I watched them play El Scorcho in a baseball stadium.
I was on LSD, so maybe I don't remember.
That's awesome.
There it is. There it is. We love that.
Japanese
You're like, they're
girl.
They're singing about Pleiadians and the Greys and demons.
I actually don't know what they played. It was awesome.
I actually don't. Yeah.
I had my eyes closed the whole show.
I had my eyes closed and I could still see Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah.
But Japanese Girl by Metro Station is still on streaming.
Awesome.
That's great to know. That's great to know. Yeah.
On the Kelsey EP.
Oh, Kelsey EP.
Yeah. Disc one featuring Kelsey Water Migo remix. Japanese Girl, Time to Play, Kelsey Acoustic Version, and More, not Disc 2, More, Kelsey.
Awesome.
What is the release date on this?
September 28th, 2009.
Wow.
Awesome.
A different world.
A different world. Just a few weeks after the 8th anniversary of 9/11. Do you think they forgot?
I
would say no.
So.
Yeah.
So we can be mad at them for another thing.
I feel like Metro Station would have played a Warped Tour that we went to.
Probably.
But we just didn't go see them. We just said,
definitely.
No, thank you.
Most likely, yeah.
I saw Sum 41 at Warped Tour.
Awesome.
How was that?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Great. Awesome.
I love
Sum
41.
They're a good band.
Yeah, they're
great band.
It's
awesome.
A good band. Yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, let's get back to talking about this song.
Yeah, this song is awesome.
My bad for derailing.
Tiffany, my blues.
I blame myself for bringing up Metro Station.
It's fine.
Oh, no. Metro Station... is awesome, especially for that one song. I will say, like, this song I feel like doesn't get its due. I don't feel like it gets its credit. I feel like this song's underrated.
Yeah.
They just recently played it again.
Yeah, the first time in like 15 years.
They played it on the on their last headliner. Yeah. It was a Magic 8-Ball song.
It was a Magic 8-Ball one, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Do you think they're going to play the whole discography? Do you guys think they're going to run through?
Like, by attrition? Probably.
Eventually?
They haven't played everything yet?
No, they haven't played everything yet. The only album that they've played in full is Foley.
That's what I meant. I thought you were talking about Foley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I will say they now have, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like,
they have now played every Foley song. Yeah.
Over, like, the course of however long, 15 years?
Yeah, a long time coming.
That's
but...
crazy that it's Foley's the one they've played every song from, because, like, that's the album they, like, broke up off of, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they really love it, though.
I mean, I really love it.
They
I'm,
were talking
I
a lot
it.
About it on that Zane Lowe interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right before
yeah.
Stardust came out, they were talking about how, like, that record was, like, who knows when we'll get, like, all this money to make, you know, something this, you know, extravagant ever again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, because, like, This is all of our favorite record. Like this is
I
like,
would say so.
Collectively,
yeah.
Right?
It's my favorite.
Probably.
One.
This is my favorite. Is it not yours?
My favorite Fall Out Boy record's hard to pick, man.
Okay.
I feel like From Under the Cork Tree, Infinity on High, and Folly are like so closely tied for me. It'd be tough to pick one.
Mm. But Folly is yours, right?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Folly's
so,
okay. Mine as well.
Well, yeah. Us three, and then you're, yeah. you're,
and then
I'll,
you.
You're over here.
I'll sit this one out then.
The record feels like everything that they've been trying to do at like just like this bigger, grander scale.
Yeah,
it's,
100%.
Like it,
yeah.
It's perfect. And then this song, yeah, is a sleeper for sure.
Yeah, this song's a sleeper. I feel like it could have been a single.
Yeah,
I feel like it would have made sense as a single.
I feel like most of the songs on this record could have been singles.
Yeah, just about everything.
Yeah,
What
yeah.
a Catch got a video.
Yeah,
What got a video? What a Catch. I Don't Care. Did
America's Sweetheart
has a video. Yeah.
Head First Slide.
Did Head First Slide get a video?
I know it was a single, and it has its own cover art. So like,
Head First Slide was a single.
Yeah,
we've been over this. I'm sure.
Probably.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I remember
song
I Don't Care. In America's Sweethearts.
They played I Don't Care at the megachurch I went to.
That's
did
awesome.
They really?
Like the band did.
That's yeah. awesome. I was like, Fall Out Boy played them?
No, I wish. That'd
Fall Out cool. Boy came to your megachurch?
Just a really shitty facsimile of them.
So
a
true.
Really Christian facsimile.
I think it's really funny that, not to derail, but they...
Derail.
I Don't Care. They always play that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From the record. I'm like, this song is cool. I would rather you play Tiffany Blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
no.
Something else, you know? Like, oh, man, this song's awesome, dude.
I'm getting hella Reddit notifications right now, man.
What's great. Going on Reddit?
Just that post I made about the vinyl.
I saw that a bunch of subs are getting banned.
Really?
Yeah, racist pedophiles got banned.
What did they do?
I don't know, man. Something pretty bad, I guess. Racist pedophiles got banned. Jerk off to celebs got banned.
Why?
You could, wow. Yeah, right.
Yeah, pour one out.
I know.
What is the internet anymore?
That's the yeah. end of an
silence,
era.
Silencing everyone.
Wow. Well, this fucking.
You know, a good book to
I'm
read.
Putting
right
it on Do Not Disturb.
A good book to read right now. George Orwell's 1984.
Mm, George Orwell.
George Orwell.
Yeah.
Maybe Animal Farm.
George Orwell.
George Orwell.
A good album to listen to right now is
OK Computer,
OK
Radiohead.
Computer by Radiohead and Supermarket by Logic.
Okay,
what's on Supermarket? What's Supermarket?
Fucking nothing good.
Is there a lot of like 1984?
There's a lot of
style shit
ass
on
there. I don't know. I just wanted to name a really bad album.
On it.
I don't think I've ever
really
heard a song by Logic.
No, yes,
that,
you
can.
Have.
That's fine.
It just
you've heard
like,
the Suicide one, probably.
Probably in a grocery store, but yeah. I've never like went to check it out.
In a supermarket?
Who can
probably.
Relate? Whoa! You know,
Logic just seemed like it. I was like, this is none of my business.
Did you know that he's biracial?
I've heard that.
I almost said he's bisexual, and it's like
that'd be hot.
Dude, Logic,
that'd be hot if Logic was bisexual.
Yeah,
Logic,
be?
Logic,
guess,
and
yeah.
NLE Choppa. Sucking each other off.
Kissing? Yeah.
Kissing and sucking each other off.
That
I only
like...
say NLE Choppa because he might be gay, right? He's just acting really gay.
I think, isn't he like, hasn't he been like, yeah, it's chill to be gay?
He's been like, it's chill to be gay, but he's also like, he's also been like, if I woke up as a girl, I'd let the homies hit. Like,
based,
that's a good
honestly.
Friend.
You know,
I
a
know.
Good,
that
really
is
good
a really
friend.
Good friend.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's chill to be gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I'd say.
Yeah, me too.
Why are you looking at me, man?
I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
You haven't
stuff.
Said yes or no.
How could I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
We just heard that song for the first time.
Yeah. Trash. Trash.
Trash. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like
Central C in general.
No, me either, really.
My first impression of him like doing... A whole verse was on a Pink Panther-esque song, and he fucking ruined the whole thing.
Also, it's not a very central C when it's what begins your name. Where's the C in the middle?
Nice. That's true.
Nice.
Give me that. Come on, give me that. Come on now. And now we're just holding hands.
No, wow.
It is chill to be gay.
It is chill to be gay. See?
See?
It's chill to be gay.
We did it.
It's chill to be gay.
You can quote all of us on that. It's chill to be gay.
Don't forget, kids.
.com.
It's chill to be gay.com.
It's chill to be gay.com.
Ooh, what? Dare to be stupid, but the lyrics are, it's chill to be gay now.
So true. anyway.
Anyway, yeah, no, I really like this song. let's dive into some lyrics.
Oh,
let's...
you know, before we get into that, the guy from, it's not just Lil Wayne featured on this song. The guy from Cash Cab is on this too.
Cash Cab?
The Cab.
The show?
What did I say?
Cash Cab.
You said Cash Cab.
That is not the same
thing.
The
True TV show?
Cash Cab. That sounds like
a... Was it True TV? TBS?
It was a show, yeah.
Awesome show.
Welcome to the Cash Cab. Answer my riddles 3 and I won't kill you.
You die on site.
You die on the spot.
You die on live.
I will shoot on site.
We're alive and I'm killing
you. So wait, who's featured on this as well?
I guess
the guy from the cab.
The Cab.
The Cab. What's he doing on
Cash Cab?
Singing?
I think he's the background vocals in the chorus.
He's the one going, they only want the best for me.
Really?
That part. That's
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That so feels true. Like Pete Wentz trying to throw one of his bands a bone.
Were they on Decadence?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Pete's always trying to make a buck, dude. I swear to God.
I think they were on Fueled By.
But Decadence was under Fueled By. No? I feel like Decadence was like
most of the time
subsidiary,
I've seen most of the time I've seen a Decadence release, it's been in conjunction with Fueled By Ramen.
Right, of that course. But I don't know if it doesn't matter. Who gives
it doesn't matter.
Fuck?
They were friends.
Yeah, he's like, you know what would be awesome if I made some money as well.
It would be cool if...
you know if this release that I'm going to make money on made more money
I
want to
say, this album in particular has the best pre-choruses into choruses.
Yeah.
And you guys haven't done, I don't think, and I messed it up last time, coffees.
What did you say?
Closures.
So, closers. Yeah.
Last time you said
closures.
Yeah.
Closers.
Closers.
Yeah.
just imagine it with a Z instead of an S.
I still can't say it and explained it to you last time. That song, I'm going to go CFC.
There you go.
CFC. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Because I can't say it. Now I'm self-conscious about it.
You're fine. You're fine.
CFC actually stands for Come, Fred, Come. All
right. Who's Fred?
The guy you're jerking off.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, go back.
That song has... You haven't done that song, right?
No.
I don't think so.
All right.
No.
Coming back for that one.
Mm-hmm.
That song is the best example of like... There's 5 pre-choruses before you get to the chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like 2 post-choruses.
Because everything's a hit. Like
awesome.
Everything's a
every section of that song before the chorus could be its own chorus.
Yeah.
And then Tiffany Blues has the same thing where it's like the pre-chorus before the chorus is equally as catchy as the chorus. And then the chorus somehow takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
Which is so sick. It's like both those sections are so catchy, and like I could listen to, only want the best for me, like all day.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like if that was the chorus, it'd be like, this is sick.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And they have such like contrasting energies too. Like the best wishes for me part is like very smooth, and then you get to the actual chorus, and it's like big and shit, and it's like, damn, bitch.
Yeah.
Put both of these right next to each other. God damn.
I love the 3-2-1 part, and then it cuts, and then you go into it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
I know I told Carson this, but I bumped this album up to a 10 recently.
Mm.
Like it's
it is a 10.
Yeah. I just have no reason for it not to be. Like
yeah, zero duds.
It's hit after hit after hit. Fucking I don't.
My only dud for me could be Wham's. But it's not really a dud. Let's just say I don't love it.
Well, like that, I was like
it's a
weird
song for sure, but I really like it.
I rock with that for maybe a couple of songs on it, like off rip. But like as the years have gone on, I've just like grown to love them even more. So,
yeah.
Like I don't know. Maybe you'll fix your heart and get right with the Lord someday.
Yeah, but you know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Keep trying. This song could have been a single. This song definitely deserves more love.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it does get lost. This album in general just gets lost. I feel like I do see it clearly having a comeback.
Yeah.
Because do y'all think that the 8-Ball songs are truly random? Because they can't be. Right?
Absolutely not. No. They already said they're not random.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So it's
in Andy's little drum rundown, which have you seen that?
No.
Really
check
good.
That out.
Really awesome.
Does
so
he have
cool.
like a Drumeo thing or?
No, it's like
rig rundown, but for drums.
I don't know if it. Yeah, it's like rig rundown for drums. They came to like the show and. He's like, sometimes we're putting the clicks together for the 8-Ball song, like, day of.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he gets in extra time pretty early in the morning to learn whatever they're going to do 8-Ball wise. It might be random, like, day of, like, they wake up and similar to what we're doing, they spin a wheel and they're like, oh, well, we'll play this fucking song.
Because that would be really cool if, like, you know, clearly for theatrics, like, it can't truly be random. That would just be absurd.
Yeah.
That would be absurd. So it would be cool if they're
like, you have to play. And then it's like,
no!
Oh, yeah.
But it is cool that they're playing more Foley songs over, like, when they were doing the 8-Ball tour. Like, a lot of the songs were 8-Ball songs. Like, were Foley songs.
I will also argue they did not really get to tour this record. Like, it was out, and then a year later, they broke up. Mm-hmm. They did one headliner, and then they did a co-headliner with Blink.
Yeah.
And, like, the only thing that people wanted to hear on the headliner was, like, Infinity on High songs. And the only, you know, they had to play hits on the co-headliner with Blink, because I would say that Blink was probably bigger than them.
Yeah.
Still. And Blink had just come back, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was, like, first Blink comeback.
Yeah.
So.
They had to play the hits.
Yeah,
they
had
so
to play
many
the
hits.
Yeah. No, crazy that Blink's gotten 2 comebacks.
Three?
Kind of
three.
Maybe even? Yeah.
Three,
I'd
Tom.
Say three.
Yeah.
With Tom being back, this is their third comeback for sure.
Yeah, because they had the big comeback with Skiba.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that the first time I saw Blink was with Skiba,
unfortunately. That was that first tour with Skiba was good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I will agree. Fun show.
Very fun show. And then Skiba just couldn't get off drugs over as the years go by, and now he's no longer in the band.
Wow, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know anything about the Skiba era.
That sweet, sweet Bored to Death money.
Yeah, oh God, I hate that song so much. Not a bad record, but I hate that song.
They don't play that, do they?
They do. So they play Bored to Death with Tom.
Really?
Yep. And I hate it. I'm like, why are you wasting a Tom song?
This could be Ghost on the Dance Floor. What are you doing?
They do. They sometimes play that. I saw them play that.
Norway?
No, I saw. Yeah, in Norway. Well, they played it with the first Tom, the first Tom tour back. They played that song.
Wow,
that's like one of my favorite Blink songs.
It's a great song.
I love that song so much.
Love that song.
What were we talking about?
Your mom.
Oh, the many comebacks of Blink 182. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about how
they didn't really get to tour.
Fall Out
Boy
never got to tour this record.
Yeah. So they're kind of retroactively doing it now, you know, through making a record that they compared so much to Foley.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hop into some lyrics?
Sure.
Marty, are there any lyrics on this, John, that stand out to you?
I like the, I'm not a crybaby, I'm the crybaby.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that's very, I don't know. I always like when I can tell something is very Pete Wentz, you know what I mean? Because he's just got this flair of, like, his lyrics sound like high school gossip, you know?
Oh,
and that's something I've always loved about Fall Out Boy. And, like, just the, I'm not a crybaby, I'm the crybaby.
Yeah,
it's, like,
such a great opening line.
We're looking at the lyrics right now, because there's just so many good ones.
There are so many good ones. Should we go linearly? Linearly?
Linearly?
Should we go linearly?
Laura
we
linearly.
Could, yeah.
Laura
linearly.
Yes, hang on, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, just like off rip though, like that whole chorus, but like especially the first half of, oh baby, you're a classic, like a little black dress, you're a faded moon. That shit is...
awesome.
That shit's crazy. Calling someone a faded moon is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me, brother?
Yeah, that's very cool.
And then the reincorporation of it in the second half of the chorus. like a little black dress, but you'll be faded soon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Awesome. Awesome.
Can you believe this guy?
Yeah.
A caterpillar that got stuck. Mr. Moth, come quick with any luck. This Richard scary ass lyric. unreviewed annotation. Proposed suggestion in all caps. A caterpillar will eventually turn into a moth. And then there's like an equal sign and then a less than sign or a greater than sign. Says, it makes sense to think that if Pete is the caterpillar in relation to his fame, the moth should symbolize, which they spelled incorrectly, more successful musicians. Symbolize spelled S-I-M-B-O-L-Y.
Symbolize.
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 I have a confession. I wrote that.
What?
Douchebag Safri.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
However, being the moth a nocturnal animal, good sentence, it's very difficult to not associate it with death itself. Night is commonly related with death in its symbology, but they spelled symbology correctly.
Okay.
So I realized, what if it represents both? 27 is a song in the album, in the same album as this one, and it alludes to all of the celebrities who died young after struggling because of their fame. Pete had a bad time after becoming so famous too. So if he's a caterpillar, he's not a great musician yet, a legend. He's stuck. He's having a hard time. Maybe he will find solace in the same fate of the other celebrities represented by the moth, aka death. He doesn't care how, with any luck, but he wants his bad situation to end quickly.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. A lot to unpack there.
That was so much.
Okay.
First of all, I have to acknowledge the comedy of putting like they put proposed suggestion in all caps at the top as mm-hmm. if unreviewed annotation isn't going to appear above that. But also this mess of an annotation has 20 upvotes.
So yeah.
People agree.
People agree. I don't know what they agree with though. Because what is...
There's so many points.
A lot of
people think Pete is a moth.
True. Yes. Well, a caterpillar who got stuck on his way to being a moth.
Yes.
What do you guys think of the delivery on the line? A long walk to a dark house.
I think that's awesome.
It's so sick.
Patrick was cooking.
Oh, yeah.
They were
yeah.
letting him fucking go crazy.
This song in particular, he is like, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Especially with the intro as well. Like, yeah. All right. Did he invent the millennial woe?
No.
No one's asking.
No okay, one's asking.
You asked.
I don't know.
That's pretty funny.
No one's asking.
Me when I ask.
A Roman candle heart keep us far apart.
I love that.
That's so sick. I'm a cocktail party doing all right. Hate me, baby. Maybe I'm a piece of art. That whole thing is, like, so crazy.
The delivery on that is so awesome, too.
Yeah, it rocks.
It really, like...
I think I might be dyslexic because what is... I almost said, what's, like, dyslexia, but you hear it, and now it's just like, oh, you're just stupid. because, like, when I didn't know the lyrics, I always thought they were saying, like, da-da-da-da, hit me, baby, one more time. And I was like, oh, that's clever. Because, like, you could kind of hear that. And then, like, when you know the lyrics, you can't hear it. So that's a little fun thing that you know about me now.
I have so many bad misheard Fall Out Boy lyrics. In this
but
song...
But that happens so fast. Like, hit me, baby, woman. And I was like, I don't know.
So true.
Anyway. On to the next thing.
Carson, you were saying you had one in this song.
Oh, I did have one in this song. I thought it was, I'm not a crybaby. I'm the crap baby.
The crap baby.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know it was crybaby.
You
until,
didn't investigate
like,
that any further.
Nope.
<It's> like,
had
wow.
the CD, had the lyric booklet, and I was like, it's crap baby.
I love the idea of you jamming out to crap baby.
And singing
yeah,
along
no, I mean,
well.
I thought it was like, I'm the crap. Like, I'm the shit.
he didn't want to curse. He wanted
yeah,
to keep
yeah,
it
he
keep
wanted
family
to give
it, friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was like, well, everyone knows this song. So yeah. That's the delusion I had when I was a kid, is I was like, everyone knows every Fall Out Boy song.
Exactly.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you realize everyone does know every Fall Out Boy song.
Exactly.
Hopefully. Yeah. I only surround myself with people who do. Mm-hmm. That's not true. There's lots
and he,
of people in my
he
life.
He is the crap.
Baby.
Dude, he's the crap.
He is the freaking crap. He is still the crap.
Dude, do you think when he did that, like somebody in the control room like went crazy and they're like, dude, that's the crap right there.
We got that crap you've been looking for.
Did you see the ad that was like Puerto Rican music that was like, I will vote for Donald Trump.
No.
There's a part where he goes, oh my God, I will vote. Pat from Drug Church quote tweeted it, and he was like, our lawyers are in contact right now. We never intended for this song to be used for the Trump campaign. And then Colin from Twitching Tongues replied to him, and he was like, oh my God, I will vote, goes crazy. And Pat was like, yeah, we knew we were cooking. The guys in the control room went crazy.
Oh my God, I will
we're
vote.
We're in contact with our lawyers to have this not used for the Trump campaign.
Oh my God, I will vote.
Oh my God, I will vote.
Oh my God.
I gotta pull it up.
I gotta hear that.
Dom, what are some standout lyrics to you?
Oh my God.
We talked about the chorus. I love that chorus line.
It's awesome.
Yeah. The second verse, dude. Oh my gosh. I love the way that he's singing more so than the lyrics.
Yeah.
I just love the melodies going on.
I love the your pupils big.
Yeah.
Roll it only like dice.
I love the ad lib. Yeah, the ad lib aspect of everything is so cool. It's like it feels like
nine people singing the song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just feels like a good time too, you know? I just feel like they were just like trying stuff and it worked.
Yeah.
That was just it.
Neil Averon was cooking.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're cooking. Why are they cooking?
That's the crap right there.
That's the crap right there, dude.
Yeah, my God,
Just to be clear, when we wrote this song, we did not know it would be used in a Donald Trump ad. We're contacting our lawyers and we'll be issuing a cease and desist. So funny.
Oh my God, I will vote.
Oh my God, I will vote.
You know, it's funny. I did vote today.
You did vote today?
Yeah.
That's fucking gay, man.
Yeah, I know.
Was it that song that made you want to vote?
Actually, yeah.
Oh my God, I will vote. You stood up immediately
when you saw that commercial.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I will vote.
Oh my God, I will vote.
I guess I will vote. I will.
Oh yeah, everybody, God. Get out and vote.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I'll
say for who.
I don't want to read this because my reading comprehension is
vote for
horrible.
Jill Stein. Don't actually do this.
vote for the Rizzler.
Write in the Rizzler.
The Rizzler has 3 million write-in votes.
The Rizzler won all of the electoral college points. We have to elect him now.
It'd be awesome if the election was between Jimmy Fallon and the Rizzler, because I know who I'm voting for, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm voting for the Rizzler.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm not voting for Fallon.
There's not going to be any undecided voters. Yeah. The Rizzler v. Jimmy Fallon.
If you present that dilemma to a farmer who has not looked at the internet in 400 years.
He's going to, well, I mean, he knows Jimmy Fallon's a filthy lib.
Yeah.
So he's going to vote for whoever the Rizzler is.
He's going to vote for the guy that looks like a mafia boss.
Yeah, for sure.
And I saw the funniest fucking tweet relating to the Rizzler when, like right after
Rizzler
he went
pod.
On Fallon.
Let's go.
But
the tweet was
like quote tweeting a lineup of like AJ, Big Justice, the Rizzler, Fallon. And like the tweet was like, the Rizzler would make a beautiful Christmas ornament.
Oh, I saw that.
And there was another one that was like, I have to figure out who the Rizzler is only by this tweet, and I think I figured it out. Or something like that.
I love that.
That's awesome.
We should talk about more funny tweets.
I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like, Osama should have hooped. He's tall as
hell. He was tall as hell.
He's tall as hell.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I gotta think of more funny ones. There's the one where the girl is like taking a picture of her butt in the mirror, and like there's an outlet on the mirror, and it because of perspective, it looks super big.
It's like, the guy's like, what do you plug
the
it
fuck
in?
Fuck, are you charging?
That was a good one. The outlet is
that's
humongous.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The fuck are you charging?
Oh my god, I will vote.
Holy.
Let's go.
That's a good song.
I really
good. I liked it.
Good
song. Oh, okay, 1 second. I really like how I'm just looking at the contributions.
The really fun annotations that.
Because
I think they've gotten worse since we've started the pod. Anyway,
you know the funny thing
maybe you're the cause of that.
No, the funny thing about that is most likely those annotations have been there the whole time. We're just finding the worst ones.
Probably
true.
Yeah, there are people that are doing this, and it's awesome. Dear Gravity, you held me down in this starless city. Gravity is a natural phenomenon. It gets better. Gravity is a natural phenomenon in which objects gravitate towards each other, including what keeps people bound to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
He is accusing gravity as the driving force that is holding him in one place and stopping him from going out and living his dreams. Starless City screams of a mediocre life situation, and gravity can be either the people around him or his own insecurities that are holding him down. This line is also referenced in a lyric from Sophomore Slump, because I swear I burned the city down to show you the light. That's a stretch.
Wow.
That all of the ones that reference another song on a different album, it's always such a stretch, and I'm always just like, you got to knock it off. I think Ian Cohen wrote that one, though. I can feel the weather in my bones. Wish hard enough I can turn it to what I like. Feel the weather in my bones is a metaphor that refers to people with some sort of hidden talent, like the ones who claim to have the ability, in quotes, not sure why that's in quotes, to predict weather changes right before they happen just by feeling the pain in their joints.
Someone's pissed that they got their golf game like canceled because of the weather. The ability to tell the weather.
The ability.
My bitch grandma said that it was going to rain and my fucking golf game got canceled.
Fucking, right.
God damn it.
All of these annotations are really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really
smart.
That's
something I was thinking too.
Yeah.
I feel smarter.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you're a classic like a little black dress. A little black dress is often used as an example of an outfit that fits any occasion. Wentz is stating that this girl fits into the stereotype of famous people or fame whores.
Whoa.
We gotta shut this down.
Take it easy.
We gotta shut this down.
All right, next song.
Wham,
fuck it. Episode's over. I will not have any misogyny on my show.
No.
Not in my genius annotations.
Only I can refer to women as whores.
That's
me!
Right. That's right.
No awesome. One else!
Yeah. Woo! We did it. Awesome.
I love
it. Karl Malone that has a bunch of nasty tweets, too? Where he like had like a cake with a booty on it. He was like, "Ha ha, y'all nasty." Hang on, I'm gonna look it up.
That one's good.
Y'all nasty.
Remember that mirror selfie Al Sharpton took and he tweeted where he's like real fucked up looking. That's a funny tweet.
Hang on, Karl Malone ass.
Oh well, never mind.
Ass cake. This feels like a bad search. Karl Malone ass cake.
That is a good series of words to string together.
Yeah, hang on. I'll try.
Selfie.
Basket.
You don't remember this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah,
that's a good one.
I think he's trying to, like, show off his shoes and socks.
It's like his ball outfit.
So,
yeah.
Y'all like remember who Ray Allen is? Well, basketball people, Ray Allen?
Yes.
He thought, oh, crap, hold on.
JPEG Mafia once referenced him in a song called Bald. where he said, "I look like Ray Allen because he's bald."
There is an infamous Ray Allen tweet that I'm gonna have Carson read if you've never.
Oh, I hope it doesn't have a certain word in it.
No, because he thought he was DMing somebody, but it was just a tweet out there.
"I'm getting there. When you masturbate, think about my tongue or your clit and switch it back and forth from my dick to my tongue."
Hell yeah. That would take
it. He tweeted that. He thought it was a DM. And he just tweeted it.
Holy.
Sugar Ray 20. Iconic.
How do you fuck that up?
Because he's like 40.
I guess.
He's just like,
yeah.
Send to everyone.
Well, like, I would get, like, the iconic Stephen A. Smith, take a look, y'all, image 2386 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get that because, like, the thought process there of, like, seeing the file name and being like, oh, yeah, this is on everyone's computer.
Course. Take a look, y'all.
Take a look, y'all. But like, the tweeting and DMing are so like
they're so
separate. Far apart.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no way
I'm getting there.
I can't imagine typing out the word "clit" and not quadruple checking who you're sending that to.
It's typing out "clit." Okay, I need to make sure this is not going to my mom.
You know, when I played
it's so good.
When I played basketball I went to a nice expensive gym when I had that software job.
Yeah.
And I would like go play basketball with all the dudes that were playing there. And, you know, they'd call me Larry Bird every time. until one time I drained a three and they started calling me Ray Allen. And I was like, all right, let's go.
I've graduated from Larry Bird to Ray Allen.
I'm like, get some damn respect around here.
That's so awesome because it probably should have been Kyle Korver. In retrospect.
Just like an interstitial between the two or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's if I suck, I'm Larry Bird. But if I'm good, I'm Ray Allen.
That's
there's
awesome.
No middle ground.
Alternate between like, my
okay,
tongue
Ray
and
Allen.
Back when I used to have a big beard, I was substitute teaching, and an eighth grader told me I look like James Harden. And I was like, I get what you mean, but no, I do not.
You did kind of look like James Harden, though.
For our audio listeners, Marty is a white boy.
Huh? We don't know what Marty is.
Marty is not a black man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Racially ambiguous.
Racially ambiguous, best. But
racially ambiguous.
Definitely
Marty.
Way closer to white than
black. James Harden. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Closer to the three of us to James Harden, though.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
It is between me and Dom.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
One of us looks more like James Harden, but I'm not sure who.
It's you.
You think?
Yeah.
Stand next to each other. I'll have to figure out that one. Okay. Funny tweets. I don't remember. Anyway.
We can talk about the
any more
song.
On the song.
How far in are we, Dawson?
We're about 52 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
I like the claps before the second chorus. I got it wrong.
Production elements. I love before the last chorus, the off beat chugs.
Oh yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. That is sick.
That is sick.
The production, they cooked mm-hmm. so meticulously on this album.
Yep.
How many records did they do with Neil
Avron?
Four.
This is. I mean,
it was
in
like
total
four, it was like
five because he did
yeah.
so much for Stardust.
It was like four in a row.
Sick. Yeah, it was four in a row they did with him.
Everything pre-hiatus was him, right?
Wow. Damn.
Save Rock
cool.
and Roll is Butch Walker. American Beauty, American
Butch
Psycho.
Butch did the entire thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
American Beauty, American Psycho. Whoa.
So true.
Butch Walker's done a bunch of like those pop rock bands, right?
Yeah.
He's like the go-to guy for a lot of them.
He's done a lot of Taylor Swift, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
He did like a majority of Red.
Oh, okay.
Which is a
awesome.
Good album.
Yeah.
Red? Mm-hmm. What's on Red? We're
22,
Never Getting Back Together.
We're Never 22
is a good
together.
Song.
Also, I Knew You Were Trouble.
Red is good.
Red's good.
State of Grace is on it, the opener. It's
that's
just
a good
awesome.
Song.
The title track as well.
Amazing. That was her last like half country record, right? That was before. Because 1989 was the one where she's like, now I'm making pop.
I'm a pop star
that's
now.
A good one, too.
Yeah.
I like 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm officially from Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
That's right. Philly legend, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Philly emo legend, Taylor Swift.
Doylestown is Taylor Swift and Varials.
Yeah. Balanced composure, come on.
Yeah.
Now.
Two sides of the same coin.
Is Varials from Doylestown?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. Balance is from Doylestown, though.
Yeah, them and Circus Survive, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow. Four sides.
I think
of
Tiger's
the
Jaw
coin.
As well.
Scranton, I think.
Tiger's Jaw's from Scranton?
I thought.
I
me not from the state.
I saw them in
you.
Doylestown once with Circa. It was like a Halloween show. They played a floor show. It was amazing.
That's cool.
It was the best Circa
the
show I've ever been
office.
To.
Talk Whoa. About a band that like I know is still touring and I've seen like recently, but like
Tiger's
Jaw? I
haven't
heard a new Tiger's Jaw song in so long.
No, they just put out that Joyce Manor cover.
They've put out
songs.
Records.
I thought Charmer was okay. I liked that one.
That is like 12 years old now.
I only know the
Shut
pizza
up,
right.
Yeah. Really?
It might Holy be older shit. Than that. Yeah.
I feel like it took a long break because the one guy was doing Wicca Face.
Charmer was the last. Charmer was like the last record with the one guy, mm-hmm. and then they've put out like 3 records.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Wicca Face up to?
Not much.
I think the emo rap bubble is mostly burst at this point.
Yeah, everyone Good. Had to pivot to new metal.
Yeah, they also are making pop punk or new metal.
We gotta get heavier.
You're doing emo rap? Have you considered pop punk or new metal? Because you do have to choose. And one of them is going to play bigger rooms than the other. You'll never guess which. Yeah.
I'm glad new metal's made a comeback. I think it's funny.
It's
fun.
It's come back, similar to Blink-182. This is like the third new metal comeback.
Yeah.
Because there was one in like 2010.
Pointing out the fact that it's come back like 3 times, I think it's more fair to just call it like a cycle.
Yeah.
Because like,
oh, it's just on the cycle again.
It'll like come back in air quotes and like, then people will be like, oh, this shit is lame again. But then it'll come back again when people are like, oh, it actually wasn't as lame as we thought
it
was.
The Deftones new metal is about to pop.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For real, for real.
Yeah.
It's already kind of popped, but like it's about to like. About to go crazy.
Yeah, like children like Deftones, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, you were saying that.
I will say like that it wasn't cool to like Deftones until a few years ago.
Yeah.
I will say like I was like called lame and gay for liking Deftones.
Yeah.
As recent as like 2018.
And so. You are lame and gay, but not for liking Deftones.
Yes, like, accurate, but it's like, come on now.
But we have decided that being gay is chill.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you're just
it is chill.
I forgot about that.
Sorry. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool, man. Like, do whatever you want.
Would you shake Dom's hand about being gay, being chill? Do you have something that you want to share with the class about you and Dom's special relationship?
It is day 30. We have gotten pretty close.
You mewing?
No, I'm doing the Rizzler. I can't do the Rizzler. Sorry for the audio. Bad radio. Horrible radio.
No, it's fine.
Hey, video listeners.
Sorry. Cut that.
Thank you, video listeners.
You look really cool, Dawson.
Thanks, man.
You look really cool when you do that, Dawson.
That was really dope.
I've been doing that a lot this weekend.
Let's rate this song, and then I have a new segment that I want to do.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give this song a classic 10.
I am also going to give this song a 10.
A 10.
The Black Dress 10.
Let's go.
10s across the board. Is that the first ever? First ever 10s across the board?
I think we've both given songs 10s. I don't know if we've given...
Quadruple
10s like
a 40. Y'all know that?
We definitely haven't had a quadruple 10 before, and I don't know if we've had a 10 episode with guests. So, probably. Certainly the first quadruple 10.
Certainly the first
awesome.
Quadruple 10.
First 40.
Yeah,
I mean, we've
40.
Only had... This is only our third episode with 4 people on it. Fourth, maybe?
I would lean closer to 3 than 4.
Okay,
maybe 2.
I'll take
so
4.
So the line is 2.5.
The line's 2.5. Yeah. Where are we at on what's the Drewski one?
What?
What's the Drewski sports betting app?
Oh, Prize Picks.
Prize Picks. Yeah. Where are we at on Prize Picks?
Oh,
you
yeah.
bet on
the smart money's on 3.
Yeah.
The smart money's on 3.
There's
yeah.
a big Prize Picks.
But there's
billboard.
Yeah. But if the 4, yeah. if the 4 parlay
I've
hits,
given it, I've given it. I've given that app too much of my money. Too much.
Have you
of my
seen
money.
The Joe Budden Prize Picks billboard?
Yes.
That's really funny because he's like a huge Diddy guy. So I'm surprised they're still putting his face above the
Oh,
city
is
of
he
Atlanta.
Maybe
Is he implicated?
There's, I don't know if he's implicated, but there's like so many videos of him like hitting a jig at a Diddy party, and he's, I mean, he's probably done something.
Well,
a lot
maybe
of videos
he was,
of him like,
maybe he was trying to get inside by hitting lots of jigs and getting Diddy to see his sweet moves.
Is
but...
jig like a new slur? Like, what is happening?
No, no,
a jig,
like,
okay.
A jig, like
a
dancing.
Jiggy?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, this fucking guy.
Do you think I'm saying new slurs on Carson and Dawson's podcast?
Could.
Let's come up with some.
Only if you were cool.
Let's start, yeah.
Let's innovate new slurs on the podcast.
If Kamala wins, we can do that.
So true. So
oh,
true.
My God, I will vote.
Oh, my God, I will vote.
I love voting. I'm going to go back and do it again tomorrow.
You can't.
Oh, you can't.
Literally,
you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
What?
New segment.
Vote.
Picks.
Picks?
Picks.
Piss?
What do you mean, pick?
Each one of us is going to go down and recommend something that we've been enjoying to our audience.
Oh, I like that.
I like it, too.
I think that's cool.
You got anything? I will go first if you want me to, if you want to think about yours.
Yeah, I think you can go first.
Okay, all right. I would like to go ahead and promote our friends in No Cure. Have a new EP coming out called I Hope I Die Here.
Mm.
And it's 8 songs. Every single song features 2 people. And all of those people are from Alabama.
Hell yeah.
It's a record about being dope and being from Alabama.
Birmingham is dope.
Birmingham
is
sick.
A cool city.
I love Birmingham. Birmingham's dope. And they just put out a single for it with Nick Chance, who was in a band that I forgot. Dope person, Nick Chance, and then also Wielded Steel is on the song.
Mm.
It's awesome. So that is my pick. What you got?
My pick is it's also a friend's band, but a friend of the show, Big Yellow, put out 3 songs, a little 3-song EP called Treacherous 3. And it's some like fucking sludgy ass noise rock, like they were pretty inspired by Chatpile, and you can really tell. But standout track from that I would say is Kreb, the first one on there. It's got just like a crazy fucking riff that like every time I hear it live I want to rip someone's head off. Treacherous 3 by Big Yellow, that's my pick of the week. Who's next?
This could be anything. It doesn't have to be an album. It can be a TV show or a book or
food,
a YouTube channel.
I've been watching this old HBO show called Big Love.
Mm.
It's basically like Mormon Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. This sounded awesome when you were telling me about
it. I'm very into Big Love right now. It's got a great cast. It's got like Bill Paxton and Harry Dean Stanton, Grace Zabriskie, Chloe Savini. Chloe Savini is the highlight of the show.
Mm.
I want her to be my ultra conservative second wife so bad. The show's about polygamy. So
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, check out Big Love.
Hell yeah.
Big Yellow, Big Love.
Yeah. I haven't listened to anything new in the music world the last month, besides
why?
I wonder why. Anxious is one of my favorite bands. They put out a new song. Their record's coming out.
Oh, that song's very good.
Very cool song, Counting Sheep. I was rewatching a HBO show called Hello Ladies. Have you seen this?
Hello Ladies.
Oh my gosh. It was a 1-season cancellation. It's you're really good with names for people that that I can describe.
I've never heard of.
Yeah. Carson's really, really, really good at knowing D and E list celebrities.
That's correct.
Carson knows guys.
So
I have some guys.
Let's see if we can get this. If just from my description. Super tall, British guy, like skinny, kind of ugly, funny, glasses. He's in stuff.
Does he have blonde hair?
Yeah.
Steven Merchant?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Okay, I think it is. Google it.
Okay.
I think it's Steven
Merchant. Oh, are you fucking...
Wait, what's the show called again?
Was that
it's called Hello Ladies.
Oh, wait,
he's been in stuff.
Shut the fuck up, I was right!
Yeah,
oh
I know.
God.
This happens all the time. I describe someone perfectly and Carson's like, oh yeah, da da da. And I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, but then a normal person would be like, oh yeah, the tall, skinny the guy. British guy. Like,
oh, Brad Dourif? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. This happens all the time. It's an awesome trick. Yeah. This show is awesome. There's also a movie. It was like a one season comedy. It is hard to watch in terms of like the cringe level. But it's intentional cringe. Like he is like trying to hook up with girls so bad. Like, and it's hard awesome. To watch him fail at Riz yeah. so much. It's a great show.
Hell yeah.
It's really funny.
Jenny Slate's in it. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
Oh. Right,
cool. It's funny. It's pretty good. So.
Oh, David Hornsby's in there too. Okay, cool.
Well.
Yeah, it's good. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
No, I have not seen
it. It's a super under the radar HBO show, but it's good.
Well, chat, thank you so much for listening. If you're still listening, if you're not, then Stephen Merchant is going to try and have sex with you.
Stephen Merchant has a bunch of free weed and you don't get to smoke any of it.
Unless you...
The only people that get to the end of the episode that get to smoke weed with Stephen Merchant.
Exactly. So if you're here, congratulations. Follow Carson and I's bands at the Calistow Boys on Instagram, at Calistow Boys on Twitter. Marty
Carson
is also
and Marty's
in that
band.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just said that.
Yes.
My
and,
bad.
And Dom, Dom
spin
is currently
that
we're
wheel.
Fucking getting to it, man. I have to promote. Dom is currently working on their record right now. It's sounding pretty pogchamp right now. Who knows if that will change by the time it releases.
It will change. It will change.
Maybe it'll be even more pogchamp.
It will.
What does that mean?
Pogchamp?
Does that mean good?
Yeah, that means
I'm
good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pogchamp is good.
Okay. Pogchamp's good.
Oh, good.
Pogchamp means good.
Sweet.
Yeah. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram, at Bummer Hill ATL on Twitter. Buy my vinyl.
Buy a record.
Buy a record, please.
So
we can make money back on the investment. They did hit the Pentagon. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter. Subscribe to our Patreon. $5 a month gets you an extra episode most weeks. We are recording one after this, right?
Oh, are we?
We should.
Can I spin the wheel?
Yes, you can.
It's only 8:30. We can bang out a quick one.
Will you guys stay on?
Sure.
A little yeah. extra time?
Awesome.
Talk about anything?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can just do extra time. We don't have to do... I don't remember what the song was. We can just do extra time.
Okay.
People love extra time.
What's
people
the love extra time. What was the other song? What was the song?
We have a song wheel on the Patreon.
What's the song for the Patreon?
Well, last week it was Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Awesome. Really helped.
Which was a,
so
I
what,
hate
what is
that
it,
song
what,
so
what
much.
Is
oh,
it,
yeah,
this, what is it this
It
week?
Makes me like violently angry.
Awesome.
I don't remember
Marty,
what the song
spin that wheel, Marty.
Yeah.
Spurn this world.
Spin
this wheel.
Spurn this world.
Wheel.
Spurn.
Oh, where is it? Where is it going?
Oh.
Where is it going?
Can I read it? Where is your boy?
Let's go.
Another banger.
All right.
Great spin.
What was that?
Great spin, Marty.
What a spin from Marty.
Thank you.
So true. Anyway.
There's still so many songs on this.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be here for the until the end of time. Bye. Yes. Bye now. Bye bye.
Do you want to just not break the recording?
Let's see how much space.
So that we're already synced up. We can take a break though. We don't have to.
I do have to pee.
Okay,
go pee.
Let's take
go
a break.
Pee. Oh my God, I will vote.